First reading is from chapter 9 of the book of Leviticus, about the sacrifices and burnt offerings that were made to prepare the people to see the glory of the Lord. And to the sons of Israel thou shalt speak, take ye a he-goat of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, the son of a year, perfect for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before Yehovah, and a gift offering mixed with oil, for today Yehovah will be seen over them. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before Yehovah. And Moses said, this is the thing which Yehovah commanded that you should do, and the glory of Yehovah will be seen by you. And he brought the offering of the people, and took the goat, which is the sin offering for the people, and slaughtered it and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering, and made it according to the manner. And he brought the gift offering, and filled a palm, and burnt it upon the altar beside the burnt offering in the morning. And he slaughtered also the ox and the ram for the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which were for the people. And the sons of Aaron presented to him the blood, and he sprinkled it around about the altar. And the fat from the ox and from the ram, the tail and the coverings and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the chest, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the chest and the portion of the right hind quarter, Aaron waved for a waving before Yehovah, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down for making the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron came to the tabernacle of the congregation and went out and blessed the people, and the glory of Yehovah was seen by all the people. Now we read in the Gospel of Mark something very different about sacrifices and burnt offerings. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them disputing and seeing what he had answered them well, asked them, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God from thy whole heart, and from thy whole soul, and from thy whole mind, and from thy whole strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, well, teacher, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none but he. And to love him with the whole heart and with the whole intellect and from the whole soul and from the whole strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifice. We also read from the Arcana Celestia, which explains to us why there was these sacrifices and burnt offerings, what they meant. It says in the Arcana Celestia 10,143, what the divine worship is signified by sacrifices and offerings shall briefly be told. By the sacrifices of burnt offerings was specifically signified purification from evils and falsities, the implantation then of what is good and true, and the conjunction of these, thus regeneration, which means rebirth from above. And the man who is in these is in genuine worship, for purification from evils and falsities consists in desisting from them and shunning and turning away from them, and the implantation of good and truth consists of thinking and willing what is good and what is true, and in speaking and doing them. And the conjunction of both consists in living from them. For when good and truth have been conjoined with a man, he then has a new will and a new understanding, consequently a new life. And when a man is of this character, there is divine worship in every work he does. For he then looks to the divine in everything. He venerates it and he loves it. And consequently, he worships it. Then we have one more teaching which makes a distinction between what is meant by sacrifice and what is meant by the burnt offering. Because they're two different kinds of things. It says, this signifies the glorification of the Lord's divine human is evident from the representation of burnt offering as being glorification of the Lord's human. Among the Jewish nation, there were sacrifices and burnt offerings. Sacrifices signify the purification from evils and the implantation of truth. But the burnt offering signified the conjunction of what is true and good, thus full and complete regeneration. In the supreme sense, however, which treats of the Lord, the sacrifices signify the casting out of evils and falsities from his human that was from the mother, and the implantation of divine truth from divine good which was with him. And in the burnt offering, signify the unition of the divine with the divine good, which is the unition meant by the glorification. For the Lord, when he was in the world, made his human divine truth, and then afterward, with unition with divine good, made it divine good, which is one with Yehovah. Amen.